Let us hear God's word. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Amen. Tonight we come to verse 174, and just the first half of the verse. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord. Dear congregation, the Lord has promised to his people deliverance from all their afflictions that they are facing and will face. In Psalm 34, verse 19, we read, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. It will come, that is deliverance. However, sometimes it seems a long time in coming. How the days pass with no end in sight, and the days roll into the weeks, and the weeks into the months, and sometimes into the years. We pray for deliverance. We long for deliverance, as we see in verse 174. Yet deliverance doesn't come. And it's hard to bear the affliction. There's this longing within. We long to be free from the trial, but the answer does not appear. However, God promises deliverance, and deliverance will come. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Well, let's come directly to these words tonight. First of all, we consider God's salvation promised. Secondly, longing for God's salvation. And then thirdly, God's salvation has come. God's salvation promised, longing for God's salvation, and God's salvation has come. You see, the psalmist, he has this hope. He also has this longing, and he believes that in time, salvation, deliverance will come. Well, let's consider first of all tonight then, God's salvation promised. Verse 174, I have longed for thy salvation. He's focused. He knows God will deliver. It's promised in the scriptures. Or just consider the salvation of the Lord. Focus upon it. You recall the children of Israel at the Red Sea. They were hemmed in. Moses, he focuses on the salvation of the Lord. He looks up to the Lord by faith and calmly but with authority speaks to the people. Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see. It will come. Deliverance was promised for Israel and it would come here at the Red Sea. Or to look up by faith and believe. God will deliver because he has promised it. He is the God of salvation. Just think of that. He is the God of salvation. Consider what he has done for you. Consider what he will do for you. He is the God of salvation. But Jonah recognized this in Jonah 2 verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. It is. Look up by faith like Moses and believe it. It's been promised. It will come. In Lamentations 3 verse 26 we read, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. There's no question, it will come, deliverance has been promised. Oh, let us hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's not easy at times, is it? We can be thinking, what's going to happen? How am I going to get through this situation? Or that we would know this calming of the soul through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that Christ would draw near and speak in our ear, that we would be found hoping and quietly waiting for the salvation of the Lord. Consider what he has done for the elect in the gospel. He sent the Redeemer, and redemption was accomplished. We are saved. It was promised. And we have been delivered, or was prophesied in the scriptures, that the Redeemer would come, and salvation would be accomplished. Isaiah 40 verse 4, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The glory of the Lord, particularly in view of Christ, and he was seen, as we see in John 1 and verse 14. He came and he accomplished. It was promised, but he fulfilled the promise. And he came. Oh, consider God's salvation. It's promised. And the Lord came in time and fulfilled the condition. And salvation was accomplished. In light of that, and the promise of deliverance from your trials, and other things as we will consider, hope in it. It's God's salvation promised. Just at this point, as we consider God's salvation, particularly focus on Christ. In Matthew 1 verse 21 we read, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The name of Jesus, he saves. Jehovah is salvation. And as we consider the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Lord's Christ. Luke 2 verse 26. And what does Simeon say with our Lord in his arms? Luke 2 verse 29. Now Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. It was promised that the Lord would come. God's salvation. And Simeon, with Jesus in his arms, said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Psalm 98 verse 2, the Lord hath made known his salvation. As we think of those words, his salvation, we're directly led to consider Jesus. Because Jesus means Jehovah saves, God's salvation. Well, consider him. He was promised, and in the fullness of time he came and accomplished redemption. And then consider further what he did in effectual calling. He looked on and he made his way. It was promised that he would draw near to his people. Well, he came and he drew near to us through the word and the spirit. And he took hold and delivered us. And we belong to him. Our sins were covered. We were accepted, justified. He agreed to come. And he came for us. Oh, consider what he has done. Consider he as the faithful shepherd drew near to you and took hold of you in effectual calling. He has done us good. God's salvation, Jesus, has done us good, and he's not going to leave us. He will help. It's promised he will help. There will be support and there will be deliverance. I have longed for thy salvation. We think of God delivering what he has done for us in the gospel. We think of the Jesus particularly. It was promised he would deliver. It is promised that he would save his people. And we're numbered amongst the number. It's promised then that he will help and deliver you from all your trials. He will not forsake you. God's salvation stands at your right hand. We need God's salvation. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. As we needed him in the gospel, so we need him in life. We face many a trial. We have to endure many affliction. We know struggles without and struggles within. There's sorrow and there's heartache. One can become depressed. We see that in the Psalms. We think of Elijah as well, how depressed he found himself in a low state. One may become anxious. There's pain in the body and pain in the heart. There's sorrow in the home and in the family. Maybe a loved one becomes sick and there's sorrow and concern. There's many afflictions. We look to God's salvation. We know he will help. But all to sense his nearness and to be able to grasp that he will help us in every trial. We face many affliction. We have battles with weakness. We have battles with frailty and battles with sin. We need God's salvation. We need the sweet Saviour. Well, he will come and support. He will deliver. It's promised. Turn back to Psalm 34 and verse 17. Psalm 34 and verse 17. In reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. Earlier in the psalm, he is the angel that encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. We have this tasting of him. This experimental knowing of him. He will help. He will bless. What do we read in verse 17? The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them. Oh, it's promised. Oh, to focus then on the Lord. To focus on God's salvation. There will be deliverance from trial. The Lord has promised it. All to focus by faith. If at times, what do we have to say with that one? Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. We know the Lord in his good time will deliver, but it seems a long time at times, doesn't it? And so we find ourselves longing. I have longed for thy salvation. It's promised. As the Lord promised to save his people. As it was promised that Jesus, God's salvation, would come. His promise would be delivered from all our trials. But it seems a long time at times. In certain trials. And we find ourselves longing for God's salvation. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord. And that brings us now to our second point, longing for God's salvation. The psalmist believes it will come. As the Lord would come and do his people good in the gospel, so the Lord will come and do his people good in affliction. The psalmist believes it. He's struggling. He's facing a battle. He's encompassed with affliction. And he finds himself longing for God's salvation. Now you notice here, he's in communion with the Lord. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord. He's talking to the Lord. He makes known his situation. He makes known that he so desires that help. It's not wrong to do that, is it? We may be struggling, we may be battling with certain things, and we're finding it hard to wait. We know God's time is the perfect time, but we're finding it hard to wait. We'll go and tell the Lord. Tell him, I'm longing for thy salvation. I need it, Lord. I long for it, but I desire in my soul that thou wouldst come and help me. I'm struggling in the waiting. Not easy in the waiting at times, is it? God knows the perfect time, but it's hard at times, isn't it? When the trial continues long. I have longed for thy salvation. This desire, this longing. He's talking to the Lord. Listen to the Puritan Thomas Manton. Holy desires vented in prayer. Tell the Lord. Lord, I'm just longing to get through this trial. I'm struggling. Lord, please come. We see in Psalm 40 and Psalm 70, these words, make haste. It's not wrong to pray that. Make haste, fulfill thy will. Come and help me. Remember our Lord Jesus Christ was chiefly speaking there. Make haste. You think of what he was suffering in his humiliation, particularly on the cross. Make haste. It was so heavy, the burden, so fierce, the wrath of God. Make haste. Not wrong to say, make haste to the Lord. We wait patiently, Psalm 40, verse 1, but we see later in that psalm, this longing, make haste. Make haste. We are saying it reverently to the Lord. What we're saying is this, Lord, I'm so struggling. I'm finding it hard each week. Lord, make haste. See the longing of my soul. I so desire to be delivered. I will wait patiently. But look on me, Lord. See the longing within. Holy desires vented in prayer. I have longed for thy salvation. Maybe you've been waiting for something, and the years have passed now. Keep waiting. Wait patiently, but you make known your longing to the Lord. Our trials may seem a long time, and we may have to struggle in some affliction, not only for weeks, but maybe for years. And we struggle bearing that cross of affliction. But it won't be forever. The Puritan Thomas Watson wrote, affliction may be lasting, but not everlasting. It won't be everlasting. But it does seem at times lasting, doesn't it? Some of our trials go on for years. I have longed for thy salvation. But there's other trials. And we're plunged into some difficulty and we say straight away, Lord, I'm longing for thy salvation. Please, may it not be long. Come and help me. Come and deliver me. I have longed for thy salvation. I'm looking for deliverance. It may be a believer is struggling and they long to go home. I'm longing for deliverance at death. Battling with sin, and they battled with sin for so long, and they long to be rid of sin totally. I long for thy salvation. What a deliverance it would be at death, when our souls are made perfect. But in a longing for the great day, the redemption of the body, I'm longing to have that body which is so fresh. I'm longing to have that body which is so powerful. I'm longing to have that body which is physical, but also in light of 1 Corinthians 15, spiritual. It will so aid me in praising me. I'm longing for the day. I'm longing for redemption to be fully applied, the redemption of the body, the final part. I'm longing. We see that longing, do we not, in Romans 7? The apostle was longing for these things. I have longed for thy salvation, may it come soon. But returning to some trial. I'm longing, Lord. Let's be honest with the Lord. Lord, I just want to get through this trial. Let's be honest. Don't be ashamed to say such a thing. Lord, I believe thou art going to deliver me. In the meanwhile, support me. But Lord, I just long to get through this. I have longed for thy salvation. Now at this point, turn with me back to verse 81. Similar words. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. He believes. The promise is there. Deliverance will come from trial. But he is so honest before the Lord. My soul fainteth for thy salvation. That's where he is. He feels such weakness within. He feels he can hardly go forward. He's about to faint. Spiritually he feels within. Have you fainted physically? I've never fainted. But you know that feeling, it's so hard. Things may get a little dark. You feel so weak. But at times one inwardly, spiritually, in the soul, knows this fainting. It seems dark. I'm struggling to go forth another day. Yes, I hope in thy word. I'm not without hope. I believe deliverance will come. But oh, I'm fainting. The sweet psalmist of Israel, who knew much of Jesus, knew what it was to know his soul fainting. And you may know much of Jesus. You may have walked with God's salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, for many years, yet still know this soul fainting within. My soul fainteth for thy salvation. Verse 82 of Psalm 119, mine eyes fell for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. There's the psalmist. He felt so weak and exhausted. He felt like a bottle. I think of the bottle there made of skin, which is put into the smoke to dry. Well, he feels like that bottle in the smoke. He's parched. He feels so dry. The bottle in the smoke, the bottle made of skin, becomes darkened, parched and dry. That's what the psalmist feels like. It speaks of the uncomfortable place the psalmist was in. And we do get to those uncomfortable places. And we feel so dry and parched. We're struggling. The affliction is around us and on top of us. For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Mine eyes fell for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? The psalmist believed that comfort was coming. And we do, don't we? When we're struggling, we do have that faith that the Lord, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, who is God's salvation, will come and speak in our ear. But when, Lord? See, the psalmist is so open. When, Lord? And it's not wrong to say it reverently to the Lord. When, Lord, art thou coming to comfort me in this trial? Mine eyes fell for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? One struggling. They're longing for comfort. They're longing for deliverance. And in doing so, one may question. Psalm 13 verse 1, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long? You see these questions. And as long as we do it reverently, it's not wrong to bring the questions. How long? Not complaints, but the questions. How long wilt thou forget me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long? And some of the commentators see chiefly there Christ speaking those words here upon earth in his humiliation. How long shall I take counsel in my soul? How, having sorrow in my heart daily, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, how long? How long must this sorrow be in my heart? The Saviour is saying. And sometimes we echo those words of Christ and the psalmist. How long? I'm longing for thy salvation. How long, Lord? I'm hoping in thy word. Psalm 119, verse 81. I hope in thy word. There's a soul fainting, but I hope in thy word. I'm waiting, I'm trusting, I'm expecting. I'm not without hope. But how long, Lord? I'm fainting. The Puritan Thomas Manton wrote again, when your souls are apt to faint, let hope look out for better times or better things. You may be fainting, but have this hope. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. This hope. You see, it's being stirred within. One is so weak, they're fainting, but the Spirit comes and stirs within, and hope begins to build like the clouds in the sky, and one is strengthening, and they're longing. I believe, Lord, I have this hope, though I struggle, and I have this longing, Lord. Lord, it is the desire of my heart that I be through this trial, that I be through this difficulty. A longing for deliverance from our trials. A longing for deliverance of death and in the great day. But then also consider a longing particularly for Jesus, who is God's salvation. We long to be delivered from some trial. What do we read here in verse 174? I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord. That's what we think first of all. Then we think of eternal salvation, the blessings of redemption that we shall yet know. But then, here's the psalmist longing for the Messiah. He wants to know Jesus so near, supporting and helping and delivering him. Longing for Jesus is God's salvation, as Simeon made plain. Consider the psalmist. The Lord had not yet come, but here he is. He's longing for the Lord. But the Lord has come. We see clearly who this is here. We're longing for Jesus. In the trials, who do we so want? It's Jesus, isn't it? We want him to come and support us. And we want him to deliver us. It's Jesus. I long for thy salvation. I long for him to come to my soul. I long for him to come and grasp my hand like he grasped the hand of Peter. Well, thirdly and finally, God's salvation has come. God's salvation has come. I have longed for thy salvation. I just focus on those words. Thy salvation. It speaks that God delivers. It will come. He does believe it. We see that in verse 166. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation. It's not a shallow hope. It's not the hypocrite's hope. It's the hope of the believer founded upon the Lord and what he has done and seen clearly in the scripture. It will come. We face affliction, and the affliction sometimes goes on for a long time. Just think of your life at this present time. Think of one particular trial. How long has it been? You may say, well, it's just been for a few days. Or you may say, it's been for a few decades now. And I'm still longing. I'm still waiting. Let me tell you this. Your longing will not be in vain, neither your waiting, because God's salvation will come. I have longed for thy service. He's waiting with faith in his heart for the time when he will be delivered from this particular trial, when God's salvation has come. And it will. The present trial that you've been praying that the Lord would not only support you, but one day deliver you from, one day will conclude. The haven will be reached. Lovely words in Psalm 107. Remember there, the sailors in the storm, they get to their desired haven. Think of a desired haven you have. Yes, we can think of heaven, but some desired haven you have, maybe to rid of some difficulty you faced in your life, in your mind maybe. Something you're struggling with, you'll get there one day. It may be in this life. It will certainly be, if it's not before, it will be when you leave this world. It will come. The trial you're struggling with one day will be behind you. You may have prayed so many prayers, Lord, deliver me. One day you'll pray one prayer, and you may not realize it, but it's the last prayer you'll need to pray about that trial. And who knows, it may be tonight when you pray again about that trial, it will be the last time you need to pray about it for deliverance. The next prayer may be this, Lord, I'm so overwhelmed. Thou didst in my good time deliver me. It's behind me. One day you'll pray for the last time, Lord, help me with this particular trial and affliction. And then it will be over. The green pasture is found, the desired haven is reached, the bright skies are over your head. It's raining so much at the moment, isn't it? Seems years ago since we had the drought now, doesn't it? It's raining so much. Soon there'll be bright skies. Sometimes it seems like the clouds of affliction are over your head. And sorrows are raining down on your soul, but there will come the clear skies, because God's salvation has come. He will deliver you from trouble. Consider the psalmist here. He's longing for something that he knows will take place. And just consider, all the trials of the psalmist are now over. He's basking in the presence of Jesus in heaven. And one day you will bask in the presence of Jesus in heaven. You pray, the trial seems long, and then it is over. God's salvation will come. One day you'll be behind the trials you are facing. And it may be quicker than you think. You see, the Lord in his great mercy often has delivered his people from some trials here below. You think of how many trials the Lord has delivered you from thus far. And the Lord will deliver you from all trials. God's salvation has come. And therefore your trials will be over. God's salvation has come. We can't really grasp it, can we? Maybe here upon earth, certainly at death, all your trials will be over. You'll never have to struggle in that affliction you find so hard in your heart. You see, God's salvation has come. But let's conclude with the thought of the Lord Jesus Christ again. For Jesus is God's salvation. Remember Simeon said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Come to these words in verse 174, I have longed for thy salvation. Jesus will come then. You remember Jesus came walking on the water. Jesus is coming. He's coming to support you again. And one day, as it were, he will come walking on the waters of your affliction to take you out of that affliction. What a precious time that will be. He comes on the water and he will call out. Mark 6 verse 50, it is I, be not afraid. You may be so struggling in some trial. One day the Lord comes and says, it is I, be not afraid. I've come to deliver you from that trial. He comes. There's times when he makes himself known to us and we're aware and we recognize his support, and then we recognize he delivers us from that trial. The arms of my Savior underneath me, he's taken me out of that world of affliction. He's come. He's the faithful shepherd who saw me struggling in a dark vale, and he came and picked me up of that, out of that dark vale. I was in the depths, Psalm 130, but my Savior came and took me out of the depths, and I know it. As time as he comes and he makes himself known, it is I, be not afraid. But there's other times he comes, and we don't realize it. But he's come. And he's come to so help you. And he's come to deliver you. You may recognize it. And his voice. But there's other times when we don't realize it. And it may be you're in some trial. And one night you go to sleep. And the next morning you wake up. And you start the day. And then you suddenly consider, well, the Lord came, spirited, and he's delivered me from that. I'm not facing that now. He comes. We long for Jesus. Jesus comes in our trial. He comes in our affliction to help us, to support us through, and then one day to deliver us. He comes to the valley. We don't pass it alone. He comes to the valley to see us to the end of the valley. He comes to our side. We need him so near. We need him when he comes. Dear brethren, let's long for Jesus in our afflictions. Let's long for his supporting hand. And then one day for his delivering hand. I have longed for thy salvation. You remember Simeon, he was waiting for who? The consolation of Israel. And the Lord was brought in, and Simeon took him up in his arms and said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He'd been waiting a long time, but the wait was over. There was Jesus. You may have been waiting a long time. One day the wait will be over. There will be Jesus, either spiritually here upon earth, at the end of some trial, or at the end of the journey, when all your trials will be over, there will be Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. O gracious God, we do long for thee. We long for thee, Lord Jesus, in our afflictions. We long to be delivered from our afflictions, Lord. Oh, hear our prayer. We will wait patiently, but Lord, thou knowest we struggle in waiting patiently. We carefully say to thee as we think of affliction, make haste. And Lord, we say that, mindful that Jesus spake it here.